yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Calistus, because I listen from heaven and earth to meet you and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and you're now listening to Unfiltered Love Radio Podcast. Woo! Yo! Season 4, we are full in effect. We are here. We are doing it. We are walking it out. We are doing more than talking. We are living our mega life today because we understand freedom. So if you never listened to the station or you're returning, thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome. Welcome to Unfiltered Love Radio, where it is my obligation, my job, to give you the tools and techniques so that you can live a lit life. Yes, a lit life that's lifted, inspired, and transformed. So you can be free and live your mega life today, in the present, in the now. You know, we took the today off because when I say live your mega life, it starts with your mentality. It starts with your mindset. It starts with knowing who you are. You are the foundation of everything that you want to manifest in this life. You're the visualization of how God uses humans to get purpose and miracles done. And so I like to reassure you of that. So today, we're going to have a good conversation. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, push that star button. Make sure you hit that notification bell so that you know when we're going live. Because you know half the show is live and half of it is like, whoa, it's recorded. But, you know, go to your favorite podcast site. Ask Siri, ask Google, ask Alexa to play Unfiltered Love Radio Podcast. Now, hopefully none of my devices come on right now because I've been saying that. Then y'all, ding, 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 ding. What would you like? None of that. But I want y'all to do it to make sure that we're doing this. So let's buckle up. Make sure you got your pen and papers. Make sure that you have a clear mind, clear heart. And let's get this message going. Welcome to Unfiltered Love Radio. So I know y'all saw the title of the message, and today we're going to talk about you're approved. To hell with them. To hell with them, you're approved. Who is them? What is hell? What am I approved for? All of us, no matter who we are, no matter where we are in life, no matter what we've accomplished, no matter how grand the scale is or how small the scale is, we all seek approval some way, some form, some fashion. The problem with that is it oftentimes stifles us. It oftentimes it just sets us back because we're looking for some kind of validation. We're looking for some kind of, okay, tell me I'm worthy enough to do what I'm supposed to do. And when we don't get that, we are instantly defeated. We are instantly in these moments and we start thinking, you know, Am I who I'm supposed to be? Am I doing the right things? Am I going along the right paths? Am I just doing all that? So today we're going to say goodbye to the need of being approved. Now, that's not saying that it's not okay to be approved. We just have to take a step back and say, am I doing this for approval or am I doing this because this is my sole mission? So to hell with them, the rules, the people, the constructs, even with the mindsets that we may need to let go. To hell with all of that. Hell is a place of captivity where things get stuck, where it's cast into a lake eventually and burned. If we don't put things in proper context and content, then we forget some of this stuff, right? So this is just a reminder. When we say to hell with that, that means that we're disregarding what was there, what that we gave the approval to be a part of our lives. And we're saying, okay, we're turning over a new leaf. Okay, we're going to do things different. Okay, we're going to put things in proper perspective and in proper order. So all of this starts with what? Being honest with ourselves. We have to make a new commitment to ourselves that approval only matters when it matters. And if I approved it, and if I'm following the path, then I'm on the right road to where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing, and the universe has to reply to that. It has to respond to that. So, I mean, a lot of us work jobs, and or we've worked jobs, or we've gone to school, and we're looking for that grade, and once we don't get that grade, or once we don't get the promotion, or once somebody doesn't say, hey, you did a good job, and they promote or give a raise to the dumb person who has no people skills, the person who only knows the textbook version, the person who's like, how the hell did you let that person get a promotion? Or how did they get a better grade than me? We almost invalidate ourselves because what we did wasn't good enough. But if we really believed it, we'll go and negotiate that point. Now, by last semester, I was I was real big on these grades, and I was like, you know, I gotta get the top A. So I go to my professor, who in turn is my mentor as well. And I tell her, I said, how did I get a 95 on this project? There's no way I got a 95. And I knew one of the other girls had got 100. And her paper to me wasn't as good as mine. And she says, does it matter if you get an A or does it matter if you get the top A? And of course, I'm all extra modo and I'm like, I need the top A. I should have gotten 100. And I'm arguing this point, right? She says, I purposely gave you a 95 because I knew you'll come argue your point. And I knew you wouldn't be shy about it and you'll do it in front of the class. And I was like, what? This lady is crazy as hell. Why would she do that? She says, because I wanted people to show that when you believe in who you are and you believe in the quality of work that you do, you're going to argue for it. You're going to ensure that you get it. Oftentimes, we don't do that. Oftentimes, we are so passive aggressive or we let things just fly by us because we don't want to offend somebody else. It's okay. To hell with all of that. You're already approved. You're worthy enough to state your dissatisfactions. You don't have to sit in a restaurant with cold food anymore. What? I know. It is not rude to return things that you don't like. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. Let's get into it.
Ha ha! You tuned in again to Unfiltered Love Radio. Y'all already know what it is. I want you to be lit. So stay tuned.
All right. So listen. The first way that we rid this approval-seeking behavior is one, knowing ourselves, right? And making dedications to ourselves and saying, hey, you know what? No matter what, I'm going to be authentically me. Good, bad, or indifferent. Blah, 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 blah. Not say blah, blah, because y'all been hearing this over and over again. It's like I say it because I mean it because that's who I'm becoming constantly, right? And it's okay to change, and you should change. We love change. But we can't change our core to the point that we're not authentic to who we are, that we are not authentic to how God has prepared us to walk out this journey of life. Because once we do that, that's a slap in God's face. And who are we to slap God in the face? And if you want to take that challenge, go ahead. But I know my arms are too short to box with God. I think that's some play from, like, I don't know, the early 2000s or something. But I know I heard it somewhere. But dead ass. Like, come on. Every time you slap God in the face, you take one step backwards in your purpose. You no longer progress. And y'all know I say it all the time. The moment we stop learning is the moment we die. Dead. Spiritually, physically, financially. Because we didn't learn in those areas. Mentally. Dead. It's a lot of dead people walking this earth. Some of us are dead people walking because we refuse to rid the things that are weighing us down. So now we have a tomb mentality. And our tomb mentality is not raising us from the dead. It's not raising us from the grave. And we wonder, why have we been here dying over and over again? It's because we didn't learn anything new that will produce life. We didn't learn anything new that'll make us vibrant and excited. So that's why we can go into these situations with clogged personalities. Which brings me to my first point. We have to unclog our personalities. There's no way that we hate everything. There's no way that we dislike everything. There's no way that everything has a label and a stipulation. And I know we live in a world where everything wants to be labeled. Everything has stipulations that come with it. And we've become so inclusive that all we're doing is segregating ourselves. Because my group needs this and your group needs that and blah, blah. And we go on and on and on. It reminds me of the people in the Bible. They were tithing. Some of them were such great tithers. They were tithing a piece of their mint. It was like, bruh. It was like, well, I tithed my mint. Well, I also tithed a piece of my clothing. Well, I tithed my food as well. How ridiculous is that? You're taking 10% of all of this stuff and not taking the tithe, which should be you, and not tithing 10% to you to build the relationship with God. It just takes 10% of you. The other 90% will follow. As a man thinketh, so is he. From the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks. You're tithing the wrong thing. We're labeling the wrong thing. We're pursuing the wrong thing. Because we have clogged personalities. Because we've already allowed situations and things to tell us what we don't like and how we don't like them. And we easily vocalize that. But there's levels to this shit. There's levels to your personalities. There's levels to just letting things be. And that's how you find your freedom. Freedom only happens when we realize there are levels to our personality. Where we say, oh, I can be corporate or I can be that nigga. I can be the baddest bitch and I could also be a good mom. I could be a Karen. Oh, yeah. See, yeah. I can be a Karen, but I also can be the executive. I can also be the vice president or the president of the United States. I can be a king or queen in any country. But I also can be a peasant serving those who need service. Now, don't have a peasant mindset because, you know, we leaders around here. However, to have that servant mindset, to think as a child would think, to become all things to all people. So somebody gonna ask you how you got there and you're able to give them a plan and say, this is how I got here. It may not work for you, but these are some things that I know work for sure. And if you believe that they're gonna work for you, have a belief and you stand on that belief, I tell you it's gonna work for you time and time again. It's gonna work for you. But that comes with freedom of personality. We have such clogged personalities that we forget that everybody around us that we interact with is also human. And they also have personalities, which means that they're wrapped in emotions. Which means when the dirt and the blood came together and it was a spirit breathing to their nostrils, they also were created with all of the brain matter you have. So we have to unclog our personalities. Realizing that there's levels to each of us. And some people get to be a part of our inner zones. And some people get to be a part of our outer zones. And so we take all of that in and we think about what we're doing. And we think about our thoughts. Now, if y'all ain't listened to that podcast, y'all go think about that. Think about what you think about. Y'all not talk about that because that's what we have to do. We have to think about what we're thinking about until it becomes natural to us. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Let's get it. So, we are all guilty of this. All of us. When other people accept us, it definitely impacts our decisions. It impacts where we spend our time. It impacts the way we spend our time. It impacts the conversations we have. It impacts the relativity of what we're saying. But you know what happens? We lose a self-awareness. We lose what makes us drive. And we may even lose our joy. I know, you know, that's a Selah moment right there. Just think about it. We can lose our joy because of what people accepted from us. We can lose our joy because of the dissatisfaction that people have with us. Which in turn will cause us to lose our life. Because if we're down and depressed, but we're still going, and we're still thriving, and we're still moving, and people don't like the content we're putting out, they don't like the version of us that we are. And people, oh, you're rude, you're arrogant, you're this, you're that. Who died and made you king? Why would you do this? You're supposed to be a queen. You're supposed to live at this standard. You're supposed to have this conversation. And you know, people tell me all the time, I thought you were nice. And I'm like, I am nice. That don't mean I still can't kick your ass. I will lay hands for you both ways. I'll pray for you at the both shots out all day. But you do way too much. I'm a pow, pow, pow. The same way. Come on. There's levels to our personalities. And so we have to stop being afraid of rejection just to maintain relationships. We have to stop being afraid of rejection just to maintain relationships. How does that even look? How does that sound? Sometimes we rather sit there quietly and nod our heads just to keep a relationship going that probably needs to go away or probably needs to develop in a different way. But because we don't want to let people know who we truly are, we want to miss some of those transparent moments. We say, I'd rather not argue right now. Now, that's not saying you should, everything is a debatable moment. You should be arguing over some bullshit because that's just a waste of your time and energy. I mean, when people don't agree with you, they just don't agree with you. Let that shit go. However, saying, being a yes person to somebody keeps you stuck. Being a yes person to somebody or to a situation or to something that just doesn't resonate with you keeps your mind in bondage and captivity. Form your own opinions. Make your own standards. Live your own life. Those things are important to each of us because those things are the reasons why we are us. Nobody else can be you. Only you can be you. Only you carry this weight. Only you carry this purpose. Only you carry the joy that you're supposed to have and bring to others. You do have the key to unlock somebody else's dreams. That'll mean you are the dream. You're a key to unlock it. You know, we used to tell this lie, you know, and I still tell this lie. I'm like, you're the girl of my dreams. And maybe I did dream about her because she was, never mind. But we say these things. And then when you really sit back and think about it, you be like, yeah, I dreamed about this, but I did not dream you was going to be yelling at me one day, telling me, go on and get your shit and go on and do this. And I ain't dream about that part. That was not the dreams, but nightmares are two dreams. So at some point, we have to stop suppressing our emotions because all that's going to do is lead to a misappropriate attack on somebody else or on the person. You know, you sitting here in 2021 and you're saying, you know what? You really made me mad. And in 2011, I was really pissed off. And it's still, what? You've been holding that shit for 10 years just to maintain what we have today? But you've been thinking that in the back of your mind for 10 years. You know, 2 months ago, I meant to tell you that I really didn't appreciate when you said that the first time. But to maintain the relationship, you draw back. Where you could have attacked it differently initially when it happened. The person might not have changed. They might not have done anything different, but you've said it. And so you're not holding on to it. You let it go. So it's not impacting you anymore. Unconstipate yourself. Use an enema. The enema is ridding yourself from it. Now, don't be diarrhea at the mouth and just say every damn thing you're thinking straight out without considering what's going on. But I'd rather diarrhea than constipation. At least it's coming out. I know it's a little grotesque. However, you get the point of how important it is. Stop reducing yourself because you want to maintain a relationship. You have thoughts, feelings, and concerns just like they do. You have questions that need to be answered just like they do. Your points are just as valid as anybody else's. So at some point, you have to say, is this a good relationship for me to be in? And when I say relationship, I'm not talking about a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, fiance, blah, blah. Come on. Relationships. Everything we do is a relationship, a friendship, a businessship, a partnership. It's all relational. It's all built off of the relation you build with a person, and it's supposed to move. That's why it's a ship. Ships move. They tread water. They go into deeper to deeps in certain situations. That's why it's a ship. It can maintain and stay above sea level because it moves. When the storms come, the ship doesn't automatically fall unless it's not built properly. But, you know, I've been in the Navy and a lot of them ships. We did okay with no engines, no toilets, no lights. You know, electrical will always go out while you're out to sea. So if you're in relations that are not moving, you probably want to reconsider the people that you're in relationship with.
Unfiltered Love Radio. You are listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your guy, your mans, your boy. Kellisses.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. We are back. We are back. We are back. Look, to hell with them. To hell with them. Them. Things, situations, people, mindsets. To hell with all of that. That's them. Yeah, quote unquote. Air quotes. To hell with them. Address your dissatisfaction and stick to your beliefs. I may not believe the same thing you believe. You may not believe the same thing I believe. But if we pretend that it doesn't exist and that we are different, then our relationship is built on lies. Our relationship is built on a construct of nothingness, because that's exactly what a lie is, nothing. It means nothing if it's not played out. It means nothing if I say, hey, I have a podcast, and none of you guys ever hear it. Nothing. Where's your podcast? Well, it's finna be on Spotify, you know, and like and I'm gonna put it on AirCloud. What the hell is AirCloud, bro? What is that? It's nothing. Some shit you done made up in your mind. Because there's no proof, there's no evidence of it. Come on. Without nobody giving you a compliment, you're still worthy. Without nobody telling you you're good enough, you're still worthy. Without anybody giving you credit for any of the shit you do, you are still worthy. Your worth is not determined by an external force. It's determined by the internal force that already created you to create. It's determined by the time and the amount of thought process that you have with yourself to say, hey, the God in the mirror reflects the God in the sky, so I can move and be the God of my world. The God in the mirror reflects the God in the sky, so I can move and be the God in my world. The God in the mirror reflects the God in the sky, so I can move and be the God in my world. You are the God of every situation you go through. And why do we use the word God? Because that means you're the overseer, you're the producer, you're the creator of your life. You have the ability directly from the creator to create. I know some of y'all get real finicky, like, well, I'm not a God. He says, I created them just a little below Elohim, to have charge of the angels so that they can do what I need them to do on this universe. And that's a damn slap in God's face if you don't do it. Come on. Don't be a goddamn liar like the devil. I know y'all hate that, but he did damn him to hell. So don't do it. Don't do it. You're worthy. You've been approved. It is yours for the asking. You're determined to make it. It's all you. It's all you. It's all you. It's bad faith to think that the God in the sky can produce without you. That means that he will have to forfeit his own law. And he's not going to do that because he ain't a liar. So come on. Without other people's approval, you're still good. You're still great. You're still awesome. You're still magnificent. You're still wonderful. You're still joyous without their approval. With their disapproval, you're still great. You're still awesome. You're still wonderful. You're still magnetic. With or without, you are still you. You are still worthy. You are still worth it. You still have creativity inside of you. You still have life inside of you, whether they like you or dislike you. whether they say you're doing a good job or they don't say shit at all. Or they tell you, oh, you could have done better. Cool. All of that is good. Because out of that, people who seek approval do not like being discredited. They don't like being wrong. And they don't like criticism, even if it's good criticism, because they're looking for people to say that they've done good. So when constructive criticism is built around that, they get all defensive. They're ready to argue. They're ready to go tooth and nail for shit that has nothing to do with them. Because somebody else felt like, oh, you shouldn't cuss as much. Oh, you should slow down talking. You know, I get that shit all the time. I'm like, hey, this is Collections because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. I am a friend, coach. People, you talk so fast. Well, you should listen faster. Because my message, obviously, if you didn't get it, is not for you. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not being okay all the time. You too should be okay with not being okay all the time. You too should be okay with not being, quote unquote, perfect. Perfectionism and procrastination are the two P's that'll kill us. If you ain't listen to the podcast, go listen to it. Like, I keep throwing y'all to the old podcast because some of that shit just comes up regularly. You're not for everybody and everybody not for you. But the people that are and the people that understand the message and the vision and the mission and, come on, the purpose on your life, they'll go with you. They'll follow you. They'll rock with you no matter what. Especially if they're loving unfilteredly. Y'all know I gotta throw it in there. But seriously, we have all these filters on ourselves because we want to seek approval from other people. And I'm here to tell you today, to hell with them. Constructs, mindsets, people, things, to hell with all of that. You're already approved. You're already approved. You are already approved. So y'all know, we can't end this thing without some kind of affirmation. So here's our affirmation for today. I am approved regardless of what others think or say about me. I am approved regardless of what others think or say about me. I am approved regardless of what other people think or say about me. Therefore, I will walk in my mission, vision, and plan. Therefore, I will walk in my mission, vision, and plan. Therefore, I will walk in my mission, vision, and plan. I am approved regardless of what other people say about me. Therefore, I will walk in my mission, vision, and plan. Come on, Unfiltered Love people. Let's grow higher. Let's go higher. Let's be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. So remember to like, share, subscribe. Our goal is to reach 7.6 billion people, however many people is on this earth. Not because my voice is so powerful and impactful that it's going to do it, but it's because we are together collectively going to share the mission of Unfiltered Love. We're going to say we want people's lives to be lit, lifted, inspired, and transformed. And only you can do it in the unique way to do it, to spread the message. People may never know my name, but I will hope that my legacy will be the message. Because the message is way bigger than just Collisions. Like, this is great. I love it. But the message is bigger because it's supposed to impact people on a bigger level who want to go higher, who want to grow higher, who want to live at their greatest expense. That's the goal. So, as we always say around here, I appreciate y'all. Like, share, subscribe, hit that star button, put on the notifications, and be free, live your mega life.
Oh, thank you.